Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the hottest stocks in tech with real numbers and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into CoreWeave, ticker CRWV, the AI cloud infrastructure specialist that's been exploding onto the scene with triple-digit revenue growth and a massive $99 billion contracted backlog. CoreWeave has positioned itself as the essential cloud for AI workloads, and investors are watching closely as the company scales at a blistering pace while navigating heavy infrastructure spending and margin pressures. Over the next few minutes, we'll unpack the financials, valuation, growth trajectory, and what this all means for long-term holders. Let's get into it. CoreWeave was founded in 2017 and rebranded in 2019, headquartered in Livingston, New Jersey. Under CEO Michael Intrator, the company runs a specialized cloud platform optimized for generative AI, offering GPU acceleration and scalable infrastructure that big tech players like Meta are increasingly relying on. With roughly 881 full-time employees, CoreWeave has carved out a niche in the software infrastructure space within the broader technology sector. The business model centers on long-term contracts that lock in revenue years ahead, giving it visibility most cloud providers would envy. Revenue has been on an absolute tear. In fiscal 2025, the company posted $5.137 billion in revenue, up dramatically from $1.92 billion in 2024 and just $229 million in 2023. That kind of acceleration reflects the surge in AI demand, with gross profit margins holding strong around 69% even as the build-out continues. The backlog of $99.4 billion suggests the top line could keep compounding at elevated rates through 2027 and beyond, though the heavy capex required to convert that backlog into deployed GPUs is the key variable to watch. On the earnings front, CoreWeave is still in investment mode. Fiscal 2025 delivered negative net income of $1.17 billion and EPS of negative 2.75, compared with an $863 million loss the prior year. EBITDA turned positive at $2.47 billion thanks to the scale of operations, but operating income remained slightly negative at $46 million. The story here is classic hypergrowth, revenue and backlog exploding, while bottom-line profitability lags until power capacity fully converts into billable GPUs. Management has signaled margin inflection in the second half of the year as that capacity comes online, which could mark an important turning point. The Q1 2026 earnings call reinforced that narrative, with $2.1 billion in quarterly revenue and reaffirmed full-year guidance. Leadership highlighted strong customer commitments, supply chain stability, and confidence that recently added power infrastructure will drive both revenue and margin expansion. They also addressed component pricing pressures, but emphasized the visibility from the massive backlog and disciplined execution on the growth plan. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets reached $49.3 billion by the end of 2025, funded largely by $45.97 billion in liabilities and $3.34 billion in equity. Cash stood at $3.95 billion after aggressive capital expenditures of $10.3 billion in the year. Free cash flow remained deeply negative at $7.25 billion, reflecting the ongoing GPU and power buildout. Debt to equity sits at 3.75 times, which is elevated but typical for this stage of infrastructure expansion in the AI cloud space. Valuation-wise, CoreWeave trades at roughly 9.2 times trailing sales and a forward multiple that some analysts peg around 5 times 2027 revenue estimates. The stock has drawn short interest amid concerns over margin pressure and execution risk, yet the $99 billion backlog dwarfs the roughly $57 billion market cap, creating a compelling setup if the company delivers. Forward PE estimates trend down sharply into the mid-teens by 2028-2029 as profitability inflects, suggesting the current price embeds a lot of skepticism that successful execution could unwind. Strengths include the enormous contracted backlog, specialized AI infrastructure moat, and relationships with major hyperscalers like Meta. Weaknesses center on negative free cash flow, high leverage, and the capital-intensive nature of the business. Opportunities lie in the continued AI build-out across industries and potential margin expansion as power capacity ramps. Threats include rising competition from players like Nebius, supply chain or component pricing volatility, and macroeconomic sensitivity around tech capex. Recent performance shows the stock up over 123% over the past year, but down about 5% in the last week and 6% over the past month, with shares recently trading around the $105 level after touching $138 earlier in the month. The pullback appears driven by short interest and questions around backlog conversion, creating potential entry points for those comfortable with the volatility. Turning to intrinsic value, forward-looking models point to significant upside. A DCF framework using consensus revenue projections and adjusted free cash flow conversion yields a value around $501 per share, while a market snapshot approach blending multiples lands near $305. These sit well above current trading levels, reflecting the growth trajectory once the heavy investment phase moderates. Even with conservative assumptions around dilution and a 12% discount rate to account for execution risk, the intrinsic range remains substantially higher than today's price. The key catalyst is the expected shift from negative to positive free cash flow later in the decade as the massive GPU fleet begins generating returns. All told, CoreWeave represents a high conviction bet on the AI infrastructure buildout with a backlog that provides unusual visibility. The risks around margins and leverage are real, but the valuation multiples look attractive relative to the growth runway. If you're bullish on sustained AI demand and believe CoreWeave can execute on its capacity ramp, the setup offers asymmetric upside from here. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.